Chairman Stephen Mayne. I think we're going to see some history made tonight on a couple of fronts. We're going to see the biggest ever vote against an incumbent ASX 100 chairman up for re-election. Ironically, as the chairman alluded in his presentation earlier, for reasons completely extraneous to Transurban, i.e. For reasons completely surrounding what happened at ABC Learning. I appreciate we'll be dealing with that resolution when we get to it. I'll have some further comments to make then. The other little piece of history will be, I suspect, that Transurban will become the fourth ASX 100 company to have their remuneration report voted down. Or if not voted down, it's going to be a very close vote. So clearly there are two major issues tonight. There's one issue surrounding the chairman and the appropriateness of the chairman continuing to serve. If the chairman is defeated in a poll, and I understand it's going to be very close, but if the chairman is defeated, what is going to happen? Will the chairman be heeding the message from the shareholders? And also, what action will be taken over the protest vote on the remuneration report, which is also going to be substantial due to the $16 million payout to the former CEO and particularly the $3 million sign-on for the new CEO. I've just got one specific question on sort of general business on the accounts. And I appreciate you won't answer questions directly pertaining to ABC Learning. That's a reasonable position to take. But when you were margin called out of your entire shareholding in ABC Learning, Chairman, the first time I can recall a prominent professional director having that happen to them, how were you able to hang on to your entire Transurban stake? So our accounts show that you still retain 57,000 Transurban shares. So as someone who's invested in both companies and invests right across the market, I was shocked to see that our chairman at Transurban had so mismanaged his own personal affairs because of debt issues that he was actually, his stock was taken from him by his financiers. And how did our chairman avoid having to liquidate his own shareholding in Transurban when that situation happened? So I guess it was a loss of confidence in your own management. I mean, if you can't manage your own personal financial affairs, how can you manage the billions of dollars of debt in Transurban? And how did you manage to hang on to your Transurban shares when you were liquidated entirely out of your ABC Learning shares? I presume you could have pledged the Transurban shares or sold them to avoid the embarrassment of a margin call and all that would flow from that, but you seem to take the margin call head on and somehow try and hang on to your Transurban shares. I mean, why did you do that, and how have you so mismanaged your personal financial affairs?
Thank you, Mr. Mayne. I note your comments about me personally and the remuneration report, and we'll undoubtedly deal with questions in relation to those at the appropriate part of the meeting. In relation to my own personal financial situation, this is a meeting of Transurban, not a meeting of me and my own personal financial situation, so I don't intend commenting in relation to my own personal financial affairs. Are there any other questions?